Today we celebrate this memorial of Saint Isidore, the farmer, patron saint of farmers, and I suppose we can consider him a bit of a patron saint of us too here at the farm. And we read from his entry in the Roman Martyrology. May 15th at Madrid in Spain, Saint Isidore the farmer, who together with his wife, Blessed Maria de la Cabeza, labored strenuously and patiently, harvesting more the fruits of heaven than those of the earth, and stood as a most pious exemplar of Christian farmers. So we see here in the description of Saint Isidore the farmer, along with his wife, who is blessed, that they labored strenuously. That is, they overcame that vice and that temptation to laziness, sometimes called sloth, one of the seven capital sins. They overcame it by laboring strenuously. That is, putting forth the effort needed to fulfill their duties as farmers. And now, God gives different strength to different people, right? We can talk about physical strength. We all have different physical constitutions, and even one's own strength, as they get older, tends to wane. So there are different strengths, actually, as we prayed in today's responsorial psalm, that God gives power and strength to his people, but not to all people equally. But we could also talk about mental strength, right? Just putting forth mental exertion if somebody is doing intellectual work. In fact, I know a man who grew up on a farm and knew by experience that that was hard labor. And so when he came of age, he said that he preferred to push a pencil. And so he became a teacher and eventually became the principal of a school. But that didn't mean he avoided working hard. It's just he discerned and determined that the strength that God gave him was different than the strength that God gave to other people. So what's important is that we're all using the strength that God has given us to fulfill our duties, to fulfill the will of God, and that we put this strength at the loving service of others. We read this in today's first reading, where St. Paul says, "You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak." You see that? That spirit of charity animating St. Paul and putting his strength to the service of others, especially the weak. We talk about that in today's collect as well, the opening prayer of the Mass, that we are called to share our food with the hungry and to work for the salvation of all people. Because no matter what work we're doing, it has spiritual value for ourselves, for our own sanctification, and the salvation and sanctification of others. And that's again why the entry for Saint Isidore in the Roman Martyrology says that he and his wife harvested more the fruits of heaven than those of the earth. Saint Isidore, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.